You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
We are down to the third installment of our series called Grace Changes Everything. This series is all about looking into certain stories or characters in the Bible, particularly in the New Testament, or looking at how encounters with Jesus radically transformed or changed the direction of their lives. Okay, we're basically looking at the importance of encounters with Jesus and how this affects not only us, but the people around us as well. And one of the best ways to go to illustrate this whole series, like the Japanese art of putting together broken pots or golden repair called kintsukuroi, meaning they take broken pieces of pottery or bowls or something and they put it together by using gold or silver or anything that's valuable. In the same way, encounters with Jesus, even in a state of brokenness, even in seasons na medyo low ang feeling to sa life nato or we're having a hard time, that encounters with Jesus restores us, helps us, it radically transforms our lives to something much better pa. Modern day example of this art is probably what we call upcycling. We're familiar with recycling, I'm pretty sure. Upcycling is more of taking what would have been trash, garbage, or unused items na, and then making use of them for another important purpose. For example, ng skateboard, wala niligid, seemingly useless. Paragin mo siyang bench, or those pockets, or from an old pair of jeans, gireuse niyo for something. That's upcycling. The same way with Christ, even at points in our life, then we feel useless na, parang wala na, there's no hope or direction for our lives na, that encounter with Christ drastically, radically transform the direction and the path of our life. And this week, we're going to look at another story much like that, okay? And that is the blind beggar. Luke chapter 18, verse 35 to 43. It says here, as he, Jesus, drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, recover your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. So what we're going to do in this story, as much like we did last week, we're going to break it into different parts, and then we're going to unpack what we can learn from the story. So first part of the story, we're going to look at the request of the blind man. We're going to get to know this person that's about to have his encounter with Christ. We're going to look at who he was briefly, and we're going to look at what happened to him after his encounter with Jesus. So in this story, in verse 35, it says here that when Jesus was on his way, drawn near to Jericho, it's probably going to Jerusalem now, there was a blind man sitting by the roadside. And he was begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. Now in this gospel account in Luke, there's no name for this blind man or this blind beggar. But in the gospel account of Mark, his name is Bartimaeus. That simply means son of Timaeus. Hindi kay special actually ang pangalan niya. If I was to give a description of who this guy is, one, is blind. Second, he's a beggar. Because of his illness, there wasn't much he could do, especially in the time, that culture, kung blind ka, parang wala kayo mabuhat, except to beg. That's the only thing he could do, to be a beggar. And he's helpless. There's nothing else he could do in this situation. At that point in time, blindness is said to be incurable. There's nothing you could do about it. Wala pa yung braille system na invent so he could read through his fingers. Wala pa. Parang helpless. If you were blind at this time, parang you could not live a full life. That was the mentality and the sentiment of the people. Not only that, but he was insignificant. He was by the roadside, and as we read a while ago, he was made to be silenced. This is a seemingly unimportant blind beggar of a man who was helpless. He was just that person, wasn't statured, he was not born by a noble family or something. He was just an ordinary blind guy. But he was also desperate. It will come into play throughout the rest of the story because even though he was all of these things, he was blind, he was a beggar, he was helpless, he was insignificant, when Jesus came into the picture or was about to pass by the road, the people told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, this guy could have simply reacted, ah, okay, ni pasi Jesus. He could have resigned himself thinking, ah, okay, What's the big deal? I'm blind forever. There's no hope for me. He could have simply ignored this. He could have acted helplessly or hopelessly. But yet this guy, upon hearing that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, this guy, Bartimaeus, the blind man, cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Because he's desperate, he wants to be healed, he cried out. By hearing the words about Jesus, this blind man moved in faith and cried out for help. He could have lived his life without faith, but hearing those brief words about Jesus, as Jesus muagi, he moved in faith and he cried out for help in faith. Let me just qualify two extremes when approaching desperate situations. Whenever we feel desperate, the first is in case of emergency attitude. In case of something bad happens, pray to God. That's when we kick in ang faith, to activate the faith that we've stored up there, that we've buried there for the longest time. Pag na emergency, na illness, financial problem, racial dysfunction, when you're studying for an exam, Lord, help me. We've all had those moments. Kanang mga, Lord, tabangin ko, Lord. Kanang kretra gawas ang tanang prayers na naibahuan nimo. Kanang mga moments in case of emergency attitude. That's one way that we approach a desperate situation. But another way, another extreme, whenever we're faced with a hopeless situation, is hopelessness. We don't feel like crying out to God. We don't feel like praying, even if it's a desperate and quick rushed prayer. We don't feel like doing it. We feel like, what's the point of doing so? Wala na ni. This is a hopeless, helpless situation. There's no hope for me. There's no solution to this problem. Wala na. We can't even cry. We can't even utter the words to express our pain, our suffering. Ganahan ka mo rant, mo express imong gifeel, pero parang wala kay words ma-express. You're too tired. You feel too defeated. You feel hopeless. Those are two extremes of how we face or how we approach desperate situations. And yet this blind man Bartimaeus approached it with faith. When he could have resigned in hopelessness, he cried out to God. In fact, the Bible has several verses about crying out to God. Psalm 77, verse 1 says, "I cry out aloud, I cry aloud to God." Not, "I cry silently, softly." No, "I cry aloud to God." Aloud to God, and He will hear me. It's actually okay to cry to God. In fact, if you read through the book of Psalms, you would see verses upon verses. People, one of them is David. He would cry out to God. He would express his pain, his suffering, his anguish, whatever he's feeling. He would express it to God. Dili niya kimkimo lang. Dili niya ibutang sa Facebook or whatever. He won't rant it to Facebook. No. Whatever he's feeling, he would express it to God. "Lord, this is what I'm feeling right now. This is what I'm suffering right now." Psalms 34 verse 18 even tells us, it's a very encouraging thing. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. But if ever you felt brokenhearted, whether yes, it is love life oriented nga brokenhearted, or by some other kind of brokenheartedness, not necessarily relational related. But if you're brokenhearted, you're crushed in spirit, guess what the Bible says? The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Some of us here today, you feel beyond crushed pa, powder na ang feeling nimo. If you feel brokenhearted, na parang in pieces na ang heart nimo, guess what? The Lord is near to you. He's not far away, na parang He won't hear your cries, your prayers. How comforting that is, how humbling that is, that the God of the universe would pay attention, would be close to those who are suffering. But how does the crowd react to this story of Bartimaeus? He's crying out, he wants Jesus to help him. What does the crowd do? Those people around him, they try to rebuke him. Verse 39 says here, "And those who were in front rebuked him," Bartimaeus, pagilom niya, "telling him to be silent." Probably because they felt na annoying si Bartimaeus. This guy is important. Muagi siya. Pagilom diha. And yet, as a response to all of these things, Bartimaeus all the more cried out more loudly. He says, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Much like the children who were dismissed by the apostles when they wanted to be with Jesus, Bartimaeus was seemingly about to be silenced by people who were blind to realize that Bartimaeus is the kind of person Jesus came to save, to heal. Instead of showing compassion and help and love to Bartimaeus, shoo nila away. Insignificant ka. Ah, you're just a common blind guy. We've seen you around. Pagilom niya, but let Jesus pass by. In fact, when you look at this story, it made me realize that in our brokenness, we often feel unworthy to receive God's help. And yes, to be honest, we are unworthy to receive God's help. Who are we to demand and ask and receive help and grace and blessing from the God of the universe? We cannot base it on our merits, on our good deeds, and say, Lord, you should help me in my desperate situation, in my problem right now. Lord, you should help me because I did this, I did that, went to church. Lord, I'm leading 10 victory groups right now or something. Lord, I'm giving to charity. Lord, you should help me. But no, nothing in our merits can say that we deserve the help from God. And yet, the other extreme naman is that we feel so unworthy that instead of crying out to God, as we read the previous verses, we end up choosing to suffer in silence. Who am I to ask God, okay, I get that, Tom, so I'll just suffer by myself. I won't tell it to others. I won't tell it to God. We just suffer in silence. And Bartimaeus, he could have chosen to suffer in silence. May lumangos mga tao, and you know what? Who am I? And Bartimaeus could have felt ashamed or unworthy to even ask help from Jesus. What did he say? He cried out all the more. He said, Son of David, have mercy on me. Interesting choice of words. He says, have mercy on me. Mercy basically means compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. Okay? Bartimaeus knows he is unworthy to receive help, to receive the grace of God. He's unworthy to receive help from Jesus. He knows that he can be punished. He can receive a different kind of treatment. But he says, Son of David, have mercy on me. That even though I should deserve something else, have mercy on me. Compassion, forgiveness, and healing ang giask niya. Very interesting ang reply ni Jesus. How did Jesus respond to this blind man that people were shooing away? People were casting aside? Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. While he was on his way walking, Jesus, while he could have done so many things, while he could have been on a schedule to cast out demons, to do miracles, to pray for people and all that, he stopped. Interestingly, on the road, he stopped and commanded him, Bartimaeus, to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him. And this is an interesting response to Jesus because Jesus goes out of his way to help a beggar whom the crowd wants to ignore. Think of it, church. How humbling is this that the God of the universe, Jesus, is willing to make time for you. Jesus is willing to stop while he's on his way to the ministry, to do something in another part of the country. He's willing to stop. He's willing to make time for this one beggar whom everyone dismisses as insignificant, annoying, and just not worth his time. How humbling it is that God would make time for us. Who are we to ask time for God? Lord, hear my prayer. Lord, this is what I'm going through right now. Who are we to demand to be able to have that moment with God? And yet, He makes time for us. He is close to the brokenhearted, to those who are crushed in spirit. He's willing to listen to us. He's willing to hear us out. And it's a question for us, as we look at this, do we make time for Him naman? As we look at this story, Jesus paused, stopped, made time for this blind man. But what about us? If we were the blind man, if we are suffering or in a desperate situation, or even if everything is okay, if we know for a fact that Jesus, that God would make time for us and hear us, do we make time for Him? Do we spend time? Do we pause in our busy day-to-day routines and say, Lord, let me just spend time with you, Lord. Lord, this is what I'm going through right now. Or Lord, let me just share what's happening in my life. Do we stop to make time for Christ? Much like He is willing to make time for us. And just how humbling that is, that's willing to give us that opportunity to hear us out. God would have chosen not to hear any of our prayers from day one. He could have made it this way. I will not listen to anything that you're going to pray for. You are not worth my time. Think about this. He created the universe. He's greater than anything in the universe. Who are we but specks in the universe? Think about it this way. Kung na kayo makita ang lamigas, diha, na maputo lang pa, mag-suffer, diha, would you really pause and say, grabe ang lamigas. Yung na-hurt ang lamigas. You would post it on Instagram, my day, I'm helping this aunt get back to his life again, to become an aunt or something. None of us would pause. None of us would stop. When we would see seemingly insignificant things by the roadside, and God could have much the same way ignored us, and yet He did not. He's willing to make time for us, willing to hear us out, willing to hear our complaints, our frustrations in life. Are we willing to make time for Him? Verse 41 goes on to say in the story, Jesus says to him, or asks him, what do you want me to do for you? Now, You could argue that Jesus being God, he knows, of course, what this blind man wants. I mean, blind na nga siya eh. When he would have seen him, makita niya ka blind ang person, of course, Jesus wouldn't assume nga, usay kala nimo, another kind of miracle siguro. But no, pretty much obvious, blind man would walk up to Jesus, he would have known that this guy wants his sight to be healed. But still, Jesus asked him because he wants him to move in faith. He wants him to declare what he's believing for. And in their time, their culture, blindness is incurable. There's no hope. No one has ever seen blindness being healed. And in fact, if you look at the Bible, except from that story, ni Paul, na scales eyes niya, and Ananias had to lay eyes on him and healed ang eyes niya, no other story in the Bible does it mention the apostles even doing miracles, healing the sight of blind men. In fact, Jesus himself, many times, many gospel accounts talks about si Jesus lang ang nag-heal og blindness. So this is a very rare thing, being healed sa blindness, ang usa ka person. But he says, Lord, let me recover my sight. He expresses what he wants, what he is believing for. Lord, this is what I'm believing for. I know it's impossible. I know it seems no one else can help me with this. But he says, Lord, let me recover my sight. And Jesus says to him, recover your sight. Your faith has made you well. Jesus heals this man. And the last part of his story, the response of the miracle. What happens? After Jesus says, recover your sight. Your faith has made you well. Immediately, he, Bartimaeus, recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, they gave praise to God. Amazingly, upon hearing Bartimaeus' request, Jesus heals him. And Bartimaeus recovers his sight. He followed Jesus, started glorifying God. And all the people who saw the miracle happen, they praised God. Even those who silenced him, even those who felt that you're not worth Jesus' time. The healing of the beggar's blindness leads to him becoming a disciple. This person, if not for an encounter with Christ, would still remain at that roadside begging helplessly, blind for the rest of his life. Hopeless in an unchangeable situation. But through that encounter with Jesus, his life changed. This is an amazing example of a life change wherein this blind person would have remained blind and been a roadside begging if not for Jesus. And yet, by that encounter with Jesus, he not only regained his physical sight, he was not only able to see physically, but spiritually as well, he became a follower of Christ. He was spiritually blind at first. He didn't know much about the gospel, about Jesus, about all of these things. But he became a follower of Christ. He started following him, started glorifying God. He did not just regain his sight physically, but spiritually as well. He was not just physically blind, but spiritually blind at first. But now, na-recover niya ang duha ka sight niya. Now, he's able to see and realize, that man, Jesus is a promised Messiah. He started following Jesus. He started becoming his disciple. An encounter with Christ doesn't just restore us or helps us in our physical problems, something you need physically, provision or healing or something to change your situation, but even internally, spiritually. When you feel broken, emotionally hurt, we have problems spiritually speaking, we're in bondage, we feel like we're trapped in a cycle of sin or something, an encounter with Christ frees us. Radically changes our lives. Not just around us, not just material speaking, but spiritually speaking as well. So, wrapping up this story, what can we learn from this story, nga ba? What else can we unpack from this story? The blind beggar who had this encounter with Jesus. Three simple points for us. Firstly, faith comes from hearing the word of God. If you're here today and you are in a desperate, seemingly hopeless situation, you can totally relate to the blind man saying, you know what, that's me. I'm like that blind man, I'm just by the roadside, figuratively speaking. Wala na mabot sa life na ako. And unlike the blind man who cried out to God, so full of faith, maybe you feel like, I can't cry out anything, Tom. I even can't shed a tear. I can't cry pang kikapuin na ako. Wala kayo matter nga cries, nga prayers, not even frustrations. I'm just hopeless. I'm in doubt. Wala na ako kablon sa buhaton. But the Bible says, if you want to move in faith, Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God of Christ. Or reading the word in our context, because back then, not everyone had a copy of the Bible. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. What about the blind man, see Bartimaeus? What did he move with such faith and cried out? It says here, they, the people, told him, he heard important words, that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Those few words put faith in him to cry out to God. I mean, simple lang, Jesus is passing by. Mora nandun ka niya and na-equate niya si Jesus who did miracles. Jesus who is the son of David, the promised Messiah. That munang na-think niya. And then he cried out. He didn't read the entire book of the Bible, the entire chapters of it. Just gamay ng words about ni Jesus. And this goes to show us, church, na if we want to move in faith, if we want our faith to be rekindled, the feeling nimo embers na lang ang faith nimo. Gamay na lang, mawala na ang faith nimo, ma-extinguish na ang faith nimo. Read the Word of God. Listen to the Word of God. Let it fan your faith like into a strong burning fire. Read and hear the Word of God. That's where faith comes. Secondly, cry out to God. Being practical here. I'm saying this because a lot of times when we have problems, we spend so much time thinking about it, don't we? We contemplate about it. We become anxious about it. We meditate on it when we're taking a bath, shower, you contemplate about your life. Or sometimes we post on Facebook, we rant about it. We do all sorts of things except crying it out and expressing it to God. We forget that, wait, God is actually just there. He wants to hear from me. He wants to hear of my pain, my suffering. God is never, this is your quota of crying out to me, of expressing your problems. No more, no. God is near or close to the brokenhearted and crushed in spirit. When was the last time we genuinely just had a moment with God to cry out, open hearts and say, Lord, this is what I'm experiencing right now. This is my pain right now. This is my challenge right now. A lot of times, we try to fix things by ourselves or we feel hopeless or we don't think about it. We try to deny it. We try to just entertain ourselves. We think of something else. But the problem is still there. If you're going to be sad anyway or cry anyway or weep anyway, might as well weep it out to God. Might as well cry it out to God. Luke 18, verse 39, this blind man cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. At first, he was told to be silent, but yet all the more, he cried out more loudly, Son of David, have mercy on me. Cry out to God. I'm not saying, Atomas Makdo, muhila ka dito. Not like that. But even in your homes, privately, in your quiet times, cry out to God. Third, our brokenness can lead to breakthroughs. When you look at his brokenness, his infirmity, his illness, by an encounter with Jesus that led to not just his own breakthrough, not just his own physical breakthrough, not just his own spiritual breakthrough, but look at this. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Those who saw it, and probably not everyone was a follower of Christ at that time, the things that we're encountering, that the brokenness, the challenges that we experience in life, yes, there's breakthroughs right around the corner, and when we believe in faith, move in faith, there will be breakthroughs. But those breakthroughs are not just for us. Those testimonies are not just for us. Those breakthroughs can help other people as well experience their breakthroughs. As we look at the past two installments, Sinful Woman, The Widow, in their brokenness, when they had an encounter with Jesus, when their lives were restored or healed or made better, the people around them were affected as well. People were like, man, grabe si Jesus. They gave praise to God. They either started following Jesus. They gave honor to Jesus. In the same way with this story, the people gave praise to God. In the same way with us, when we get past our brokenness, our desperate and hopeless situations, when God moves and answers our prayers, when he does miracles around us and through us, and when people get to see how we're able to get through those times, they will praise God. They will say, grabe no, tinod grace Lord. They would ask you, can you tell me about your God? They would ask you, how is it you're able to overcome this point in your life? What you're going through right now and the breakthroughs that you will experience are not just for you, but they are also for the people around you. Malinato, your breakthroughs can help someone's breakthroughs as well. Jesus hears the cry of our faith and heals us through the power of his grace. He hears our cries as we move in faith and he heals us through the power of his grace because we don't deserve it. We didn't merit that help. We can't demand it from him. But through that Christ moving in faith and by his grace, by his love and compassion to us, he helps us. He heals us. If you are like that blind man, Bartimaeus, this is my encouragement. He hears our cries and he heals us through his grace. Cry out to God. Express your frustrations to God. Let him hear you and let them heal you as well.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.